Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. He wants to know if he's the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings.
Wait.
He's giving up.
He wants to know?
He's giving up, and he wants to know if he's the jerk.
She lost feelings.
He's saying she lost feelings. Am I the jerk? Hear him out.
I'm listening. You know what? Let me stop judging already. I'm listening.
I'm going to name him Running for the Hills Ryan.
Running Ryan.
He said, Allie and DZ, I've been dating my girl for a little over a year, and I thought things were going great, and we were going to look into moving in together.
So you thought.
So when I brought it up at dinner last week, she brought up a different conversation, a breakup conversation, saying she had lost feelings over the past couple months and was actually thinking about breaking up.
Did y'all get the appetizers first?
No apps yet.
Yo,
no apps
dang.
Have arrived.
Oh, Lord.
He said, I was so turned off by this news because I had, I'd never heard this from her. So I decided I was done and I left.
Dang.
She tried to reach out and have a talk about it, but I wasn't interested. I told her we were done to drop my stuff off and move on with her life. It's been 2 weeks since then. Am I the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings?
Hey, yo.
Been dating for a year. She brings it up and he says, I thought we were going the other way. Never mind. I'm out.
He thought we was about to start talking about moving
now,
in together, girl.
I feel like you and I are going to be totally different sides on this because
why?
I'm one of those people who thinks relationships run their course and people do stay together for way too long because they have this attachment they could not let go
of. I agree.
Even when it's not healthy for them.
I agree.
But you're the guy also, but you would always say push through, work through your issues, which I respect as well.
When it's worth it.
So I don't know which way you're going to go. So I'm one of those people who went, she saw it, ran its course, she picked up on it, and she's trying to bring this up now, and you just ran for the hills.
Yep.
So honestly,
did you just walk away because you consciously maybe felt or subconsciously felt something
felt
to
rejected.
And went, or also felt like it was maybe going in a bad direction, so you thought ramp it up, because that's what sometimes people do. If they're feeling a dwindling, they're going, let's ramp it up.
Let's get married, let's have kids, let's do all these things to make our relationship better.
Let's move in, buy a house together.
You hear me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's move in and make it fun.
And so when she said, actually, I was talking about maybe slowing down or maybe breaking up, he was like, okay, fine.
I'm out.
Bye.
I don't know. I like this guy.
I'm not disagreeing, bro. I'm not disagreeing.
You don't think that he should have tried a little bit harder?
I do think he should have responded. Here's where I'm torn, right? Because I want to say not the jerk. He saw the writing on the wall. As soon as she said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about breaking up, he said, okay, bye. Peace.
Yeah.
And dipped, right? Like, no harm, no foul. Cool. Let's just cut it here before things get worse.
Sure.
Protect my heart.
Is he the jerk?
But I hear it jerky because he didn't even finish a convo. It sounds like he really, without appetizers at the table, went, hey, honey, I've been really feeling some type of way. I don't know if I'm losing feelings. I don't know if I want to break up. And he went, okay, fine. We're going to break up then. And he dipped.
And he got in his feelings.
But
it's been 2 weeks, and he said, drop your stuff off and move on with your life. 2 weeks, but it doesn't sound like she tried to reach out.
She tried.
And have a talk.
How hard, we don't know.
But he wasn't interested. interested, but just because she reached out doesn't mean she wants to stay together. It might just mean I want to make this not so unsettling when we're around each other.
Maybe she wants to make it amicable, because right now it's not amicable.
There's tension. She wants to get rid of the tension, we think, and he's like, forget you, I'm just breaking up. But what do you need to get rid of the tension?
What tension is there?
What are you going to see?
If you broke up, you broke up.
Move on with your lives and never see each other again. You don't have kids. I don't understand why you have to be... This is what I'm talking about with the attachment. These people hold on too long.
I'm torn because it doesn't sound like they had any attachment. Sure, you sounded like you knew you had a good relationship, but it didn't sound like you were in love.
Mm-mm.
Right? Y'all was just
Or you would have been on the same page when it comes to this, wouldn't you?
You hear me? Come on, bro.
You guys aren't even... You're right. You know what?
I'm so torn. Because, yes, I am the proponent of try it out, work it out, fight for it. If you feel good about it, don't stop that feeling.
But if her heart's not in it...
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to... You can't make somebody's heart be in it.
Fight for her heart.
Aww.
Play her for her heart.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Anyway, not the jerk.
Anyway, jerk. You gave up, sucker. You gave up, bro. What? Like, you ain't no fighter, you ain't no warrior, you ain't no soldier. What person or partner are you going to attract that way by being like, you want to break up with me? Fine, then.
Mm-hmm. You are right about not giving up, DZ. You're right, because you're right. I'm going the quitter route here. And I'm not, you know what? This takes me back to yesterday. Don't laugh. At tennis. I had my tennis class yesterday. What? This ball flew over my head. And normally I jump up and try to hit it, and I didn't because I didn't think I could get it. And the coach goes, at least try, Allie. And I went,
you know what?
Oh, my God. And I looked at him and I go, you're right.
You're right.
You're right. I didn't even try,
dude. It's that the concept
that was messed up. I didn't even jump.
You miss 100% of them shots you don't take.
Was I going to hit it? No.
No.
But did I try? No.
Next time, will you?
This was a horrible analogy for this guy, but you know what
but
I mean.
But next time, will you?
It depends on how high up the air it is. Can
this
I hit the ball or not?
Terrible analogy.
Okay, the point is, are you trying or not? All right, is he the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings?
I hear where you're saying that you see it, mm-hmm. you heard it, and you went, why would I stick around for somebody that doesn't want to stick around me? If they're not willing to fight, because it takes two to tango. You ever seen somebody dance with somebody that doesn't want to dance back? It looks awkward, don't
it's
it?
It's so awkward.
It looks awkward.
Or just people that one doesn't, they're not connected.
That's what taking two to tango means. So if she's giving up, why are you going to fight a solo fight, bro? You're going to build resentment, and she's just going to end up leaving you anyway. I hear what you're saying, too,
Somebody
fam.
Said he got a clear break. These are the texts. You can call or text 414-533-1037. He got a clear break. Leave him alone. He's done, too. You said you was really not feeling it. Ah, they're saying he did what? He got a clean break.
He did.
Move on.
Realistically, I don't know what the wrap-up conversation is that she wants to have, but what else is there?
Somebody said they caught that, DZ. Loving basketball.
Oh, yeah, to play me for your heart. Thank you.
And then Emily and Racine said, not the jerk. Why fight for it if one piece of the puzzle wants out? It's 2025. We're not begging for relationships. And then right above that, Allie, the more you jump, the higher you'll get. Keep jumping, girl. Thank you, guys.
Keep jumping.
These are great analogies on giving up. We are all over the place. And this is why I'm single. I don't know about you, but I'm just moving on with my life. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for breaking up with her when she lost feelings? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, we're talking about relationships today on Am I the Jerk? And Nicole from Franklin said jerk because he sounds like he has communication issues and runs from conflict. Huge red flag.
I read that the second it came in, same time as you did, and I said, wow, that's so too much good, boy.
Is Ryan the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings? We named him
Running for the Hills Ryan.
Running Ryan, baby. And I got to tell you, DZ, I should apologize to John and Mequon if you were listening to the show yesterday.
Why?
Remember the guy who called in and said, I asked you out. And I was like, what? And it got awkward because there was a little flirting.
A little flirty flirt.
I called him Nick like 17 times after. His name is John.
I know his name
and
is
And I called
John.
Him Nick, which was the guy who wrote in yesterday. It's a whole thing. So
Wait,
anyway.
Did I call him Nick?
I don't know. Our listeners were probably listening going, what is wrong with you?
I remember John. He's the cool John and Mequon.
John and Mequon. My bad, John. It's not
bad,
Nick.
John.
So yesterday,
you
I'm just apologizing.
You can still take us out on a date, though.
Us.
Us.
ZZ's hungry too.
Mm-hmm. Nah, all right. For real.
Is he the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings? Running Ryan. Let's start with Lisa in Sheboygan. Now, Lisa's been married for like 100 years, like you, DZ.
I mean, for long.
Her husband played at Lakeland, like you. You guys are all Lakeland football guys.
Shout out Muskies. You know.
Lisa.
Good morning. Go Muskies.
Go Muskies. I didn't know that they had the Muskies, and now I do, thanks to you guys. See, go Lakeland. Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, is he the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings?
No, I don't think he's the jerk. I think in a breakup, I mean, yes, there's instances where both of them have mutual feelings of like, maybe this is over. But in a lot of instances, too, it's usually just one person. And I think, even though I don't think he's a jerk for it, I think in his perspective, he's probably saving himself kind of the male ego of being broken up with.
Because he feels blindsided. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that.
So when you go to your people and are like, oh, we broke up, blah, 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 blah. Everyone wants to know the details on the story. I broke up with her. Like, nobody wants to be broken up with, right?
Yeah.
So if he has control of the situation because he knows it's not working out, then why would that make him a jerk? I mean, he's taking initiative and
control of his life and saying, she's not interested, so I'm gonna, you know, respect myself and go, okay, I'm not gonna get
not
on
gonna
my
play
knees
on this
and beg this girl I've been dating for less than a year who I don't live with. I'm gonna move on with my life.
Okay, bye.
If the roles are reversed where he dropped feelings and she didn't, wouldn't all of us be like, women power, like, you go, girl, drop them? Like, why is it not okay for him to do that?
Maybe. I never thought about it like that, but I know what you're saying. Okay. Okay.
Not the jerk.
All right. Lisa and Sheboygan, thanks for calling.
Kicks it off.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love.
All right. Let's go to Nikki in West Dallas. The question is, am I the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings? They went out to dinner. He thought they were going to move in together after about a year. And then she said, actually, I lost feelings. So he broke up with her and doesn't want to have anything to do with her
I
now.
I mean, was it ego protection because he felt blindsided? Because, I didn't even think about that. 100%.
Well, we always search for control when we don't have it. Sorry, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Nikki.
All right, you heard Lisa say not the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings. Not he didn't even try. What do you think?
I agree, not the jerk.
Wow.
Double dub. We are not sticking around in some of these waste of time relationships anymore, man.
Thinking that, like, what if he's gone through all that, I've wasted my time with so many relationships.
Fair.
And
past experience.
It's not going to go the route that I really felt it was going to go. Let me go now.
Rather than later.
Yeah, because if you stay, this is what I mean about how people don't cut the cord when the relationship runs its course.
Yeah.
And then you have all these emotional attachments to people you shouldn't even be with.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy, maybe. It's not the right person for you. It's not a match. It's toxic. But you love them
and you're
attached to them. And oh,
the, or you think
but
you
we
love
had
them.
One. Do you think?
You think
we had
you
these
love
intimate
but then they
moments.
Get back in your life, and then they confuse you.
It's all
and
manipulation, yeah. And then you get confused.
Ding,
and then
ding,
you
ding.
Go, yeah. And this is why so many people go back and forth nowadays, because nobody will cut the cord.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
This is why when I date people, they're all screwing around with their exes, you know? And I could be to blame for that too sometimes. So it's a hot...
Keep moving on.
Anyway.
But no, that's a great point that you're making.
It's messed up.
Because it's messed up. But it's because why? It's comfortable. It's known.
It's known and comfortable.
It's familiar. And we go, why would we put ourselves out there again with somebody else when we already know the toxic here?
Speak on it.
I don't have to. Y'all get it. What's up?
People are afraid of the dating world. So
yeah.
It's not that easy.
Well, they should be afraid of it because it's a nightmare, but you got to have some thick skin to get out there.
No,
and you
got
to stop getting attached after one date like these people do. That's where everybody's going wrong. Chill out. All right, you know what?
Yeah.
My TED Talk is done. Thanks for coming to my speech today. Goodbye, Nikki.
She said not the jerk. Two for two. Much love,
not
Nikki.
Not the
bye.
Jerk. I do think there are people who are meant to be together forever and ever,
but I think
a lot of us get stuck in this weird little cycle where we think we're with somebody and it is not love. It is totally familiar connection and you're on another planet.
I hope nobody gets confused with us being realists and saying that there isn't real soulmates, that there isn't people that are destined to be together for 50,
that should
60,
fight through it.
100 years, right? You know what I'm saying? That should fight through it, that do fight through it.
But people get that mixed up.
Not everybody is built like that, and you need to acknowledge when you're not, because whether you're together for 10 years or whether you're together for 50 years, that 50-year mark might make you go, Yeah, I think we're done. And if that hits, you gotta acknowledge that. You gotta be grown enough and mature enough in the mind to understand that lifetimes don't mean lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you, DZ. Simone is calling now in Milwaukee because it's Am I the Jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings. Hey, Simone.
Simone, you gonna bring the broom. It's two Simone, not the jerks.
Who's the jerk here? Come on.
So I'm calling both of them the jerks.
Hold on.
Girl, come on. You gotta pick a side. All right, fine. Why are they both jerks? Why?
So I think that Ryan, yep, is really asking, is he the jerk for the way that the breakup went? Oh. I think that for her, it was probably really embarrassing on her face if he got up and just walked out mid-conversation and just didn't finish it. Like, hey, I'm done. Yep. Okay, whatever. Bye.
Not mature.
That part, he was a jerk.
Yep.
And I don't think he was a jerk then. It was the not being able to communicate later. Okay, yeah, your feelings was hurt. You didn't want to be embarrassed.
Oh.
She was a jerk because you knew you needed to have this conversation with him.
Hold on, though. So that's ego. What you're saying is ego.
I agree.
It was his ego and his pride, and that's why he walked. That's essentially what you're saying.
But yeah, because I mean, I feel like if you're at that point where you want to break up and he's ready to move in, this is a conversation you should have had already.
They're disconnected.
And not in public. Yeah, I do agree to that. That should have been a private conversation, not over dinner on a date, whatever. So the walk-off.
They're disjointed.
The ego and the walk-off, I actually justify. Mm. But I agree with what Simone is saying. I'm hearing where she's going, you didn't even give it the chance after you had a couple days to decide and hopefully mature up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You still just went, nah, here's your stuff.
Mm.
Right, because when you're in your feelings, you're just like, okay, and I understand that. I won't argue with that. He didn't want to be embarrassed. He probably got up. His feelings were hurt. He just put his heart on the table.
Sometimes you
got
to process. Like, you have to process that things, and it can take days, weeks, hours, months.
Whatever.
Everybody processes differently.
They were together for a year, right? It wasn't a waste of time, and I wouldn't say it wasn't a long time, but it wasn't a waste either.
They had something.
They had a year.
Maybe over.
Yeah, well, it definitely is.
So Simone says they're both the jerks.
But why is she the jerk, though?
For being honest?
She's a jerk
for doing it in public?
Yeah, she should have had this conversation before, but at that moment wasn't the right time. If he's saying, like, hey, I want to move in, you know that you were about to bruise his ego when you said that after he said, hey, let's move in. Maybe you should have been like,
no, but Simone,
maybe not
you don't want to BS him. You don't want to go, that's the next problem. People saying yes when they want to say no or vice versa.
Yep.
Now she's moving in with him out of guilt when she didn't want to, and now it's awkward.
Well, and it's another year of resentment and building and who knows
so
if they even get.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm actually going to support the Midwest Nice on this one, and they are both the jerks.
Yeah.
Like, I hear what she's saying.
It could have been laid out better, and he could have communicated later instead of just saying, drop my stuff off, we done.
You're basically saying that what all these relationships are going through nowadays is lack of communication, not being on same page.
Mm-hmm.
I just told somebody yesterday who said, she was like, oh, my husband's driving me crazy. I don't know where we're at a crossroads. I said, well, have you ever tried counseling? Because I honestly would love to go to counseling. If I'm ever in a relationship again, I want to go from go.
Yeah,
like, I want him to come with me every now, maybe once a month, and work through the things from a third person on these things that we miscommunicate. Like, I think that'd be really helpful, you know, and to have a third person come in and go, well, maybe it's not so messed up.
Right.
Maybe you two just don't understand each other and you needed one little moment, you know, you never know what a third person might do for your relationship.
Yeah.
If you want to push through, I'm just saying.
I'm following.
Anyway.
Some people just might misunderstand and think that means getting
a
thruple. No. That's not what that means. Not a third person like that, y'all.
People think therapy means your relationship's on fire, and it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't mean that at all. It just means you have a person to help you work through things, because every relationship has conflicts. Well, thanks for calling, by the way, Simone.
And it means you want it to be healthy.
Simone, I can tell she's moving.
You guys have a good day.
You too. You a real one. Call again, but that was great.
Yeah.
She got me to say double jerk.
I can't believe that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
With nice double jerk.
But you know what I mean? I'm serious. If I'm ever in a serious relationship, we will go to counseling together at least once a month just to, because I don't want to be in a spot where we're holding things internally and not telling each other. I want it to be open communication. And if that's going to take a third person, I support it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.